Well, it's Wednesday, January 20th, and I thought I'd do a quick update because of the large number of sequences that have been released. The biggest release actually is from the US, the B.1.1.7, which is the UK variant. And these are really done by Helix, which is doing the S-drop method for detecting these variants. And they've detected quite a few in California and Florida. And as a result, the California number has increased dramatically. Their sequences basically bring the total in California now up to 77. 74 of them were actually done by Helix, and they're probably all in San Diego County. They also released the Florida sequences. Those numbers went up a little bit. The CDC had initially showed 22 in Florida, and of which those 22, only one sequence had been made public, the one in Martin County. And then they added 24 more to bring the total up to 46. But today, all of those sequences were released, and there's actually 49 sequences in Florida, so there's a few more in Florida. Where these sequences are is no clearer today than it was when the first announcement was made after the initial one in Martin County. So they all just say Florida. Where they are in Florida isn't clear from the sequences, and it's not clear from Florida. Florida is actively ignoring these. They were number one in the country when they got up to 46. They lost that lead today when California went up to 77. But they're number two in the country. Their total now is at 49. And the Department of Health really hasn't acknowledged these. They acknowledged the first one. Media reports are kind of pointing out what the CDC variant map shows, and it's like I say, first it was 22, then it was 46. Maybe today it'll be 49. I don't know, but those sequences are public now. And they do have 49 sequences, and they are number two on public sequences, right behind California and far in front of any other state. I think the next state after that, well, publicly is New York. New York is up to at least 18, and CDC is only showing four there, but New York has. Some of those are public. They would probably be number three in public sequences, and definitely number three in confirmed sequences based upon reports from their state Wadsworth lab. So the numbers are going up quite a bit. I'll give more detail once I get these up on the map, but this basically covers all the ones that were assigned unknown numbers for both Florida and California. Looks like there's another one in Pennsylvania. The sequence that was released from Pennsylvania does not match the Philadelphia case. So this would be the third case in Pennsylvania. It's also done with the same CDC collaboration with Helix, so it just says it's in Pennsylvania. It gives the age and gender. That's why it's clear that it's not the one in Philadelphia. It doesn't match age or gender. And And then more were done for Indiana, but those had already been cited, and Minnesota and Massachusetts. And so it basically gave a number to sequences that were already up. And this is, showing how this S-drop approach works. There was an announcement of the CDC collaboration, I think, a couple of weeks ago on January 5th. And then yesterday, there was a similar type of announcement between CDC and Quest, although the first one really was targeting the S-drop method and picking up the UK variant or the B1.1.1.7. The Quest is not clear that it's just doing S-drop. If you recall, the California LA County that went to Oregon that got tested in Washington, the media report said that was done by Quest, although the characterization sheet says it was done by University of Washington. The one that said it was done, the initial one has actually been up twice now. I think the one that remains says it was done by the S dropout. And so if that's true, if all the information is true, that would mean the Quest PCR test includes primers that covers the deleted region of position 60, that codes for position 69 and 70 in the spike gene. And so Quest should be able to identify these by the dropout method also. So I think it really comes down to who's doing the clinical testing and therefore has the test results, and whether they were using a primer that covered the deletion and therefore would register as a negative in association with two strong positives, one for the N gene and one for the ORF1AP. But anyway, that's kind of what's going on. I looked at the variant in California. The receptor binding domain is on several different backgrounds. So the ones I had cited earlier about being in New York and having the deletions that basically had four of the deletions that had all three of the ones in NSB or NSP 6, and it also had the 145 deletion in S. So it had four of the same deletions. Another one had N501Y. Several in Europe had N501Y, but that's not really the one they're talking about in California. They said a constellation of five markers. And if you looked at those five markers, those were almost exclusively in California. So they really haven't spread that much. There's a clue. I mean, one of the other places that has been identified is in quarantine facilities in Japan. Japan does a lot of testing, and they had identified several travelers from the U.S. who had this lineage, and they also had one from Mexico. And in California, it seems that in the Latina population, there's a significantly higher incidence, and it's conceivable that this particular marker is showing up at increasingly higher levels because it's spreading in communities that might have multi-generations in the same house, or have higher densities in the houses, that leads to more rapid spread of the virus and ensures that entire households get infected. And that may be driving the numbers. The amount of sequencing may also be driving the numbers, but it's still fairly confined geographically, and even where it's confined, there's a lot of sequences, but it's about 30%. Just as a background, this is an offshoot of the what I call the Italian strain or the G clade. So they do have D614G, and that really spread worldwide. So almost all sequences now are what I call the Italian strain, including the UK variant and the South African variant and the Brazilian variant. All of those have D614G, and so does the California one. So it's when it really spread, it spread worldwide. It wasn't limited to a given local region. And that's why I think this might be a lineage of opportunity, that it got going in California because conditions facilitated its spread, and they got a lot of cases, and they've overrun the hospitals. And so, I mean, the same thing happened to the G clade alone. I mean, that happened in northern Italy, and it happened in New York. I mean, the big outbreaks in the spring were all this Italian strain, which was the G clade with D614G. So that's what I think is going on in California. The main issue is still these three that are similar, and they may cause significant issues with regard to the vaccine, both the one that originated in South Africa, as well as the one in Brazil, have E484K, which is an immunodominant position, and there's evidence for escape mutants having that. So basically, the sequences that have that aren't recognized by convalescent Anna sera, or they make up a high percentage of the activity for those that were infected with earlier versions. And of course, the vaccine is an earlier version. And so, the companies are already looking to make a vaccine against a sequence that includes E484K. And that is showing up in the UK version. Actually, in the UK, there were four, the sequences released today added a couple more. So there's, I think, six now that are the B.1.1.7 that does have E484K. And then there's a related sequence, which technically isn't B, but 1.1.7, but it's got a lot in common with that. It has, I mean, it's the Italian strain, but everybody's the Italian strain. But it does have N501Y, which is kind of the defining receptor binding domain change, and it's got P681H, which is at the cleavage site, which is in the UK variant. And then it's got S494P, which is another receptor binding domain change, which is in some of the UK variants that's been tacked on there. And that was also in that immunosuppressed patient from Massachusetts that basically kept getting recurrences and ended up with several of the components that are seen in these variants. And he did develop S494P also before he died. So, and of course, the reason I'm mentioning that one is it actually is two. There's two that are in Glasgow, and they do have E484K. So that's kind of like the UK variant, but is also picked that up. So And there's more of the South African or 501 V2.V2, which does have E484K, and I think there's just a lot of recombination going on, and these markers are bouncing around from one background to the other when there's selection pressure, like the population starting to develop some immunity or the population starting to get vaccinated, then the virus that does have the E484K has a significant selective advantage, and that becomes increasingly common.